106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
And by now, you've definitely heard that One Direction member, former One Direction member, Liam Payne, is dead. He passed away at the age of 31 in Argentina. And man, what a story.
There's a lot.
Yeah. They're investigating currently whether or not this was an accidental fall from a third floor balcony from his hotel or if this was intentional.
Right.
Do you have details?
I do. Okay. So he was in Argentina since the end of September. He originally went there with his girlfriend and they'd posted a bunch of stuff to social about them being there, all these different things. Just like 2 days ago or 2 days before this happened, his girlfriend flew home. He stayed in Argentina and transferred himself from whatever house they were staying at to this hotel. Hotel staff noticed something was not okay. And very shortly before his fall, a hotel worker called 911. And we have the transcript. And the dispatcher says, like, what's your emergency? And basically the hotel worker goes on to say, quote, we have a guest who is heavily under the influence of drugs and alcohol. And when he is conscious, he's breaking everything in his room. We need you to send help, please. And they confirmed, are you saying he's on narcotics? They're saying, yes. We need someone here urgently because I don't know whether this guest's life is in danger. He's in a room that has a balcony. And well, we're a little afraid that he'll do something to put himself at risk.
Oh, boy.
Right. Now, he has publicly disclosed that he did struggle with drugs and alcohol in the past.
Also struggled with mental health as well.
Right. So,
like, right before we went on, I was listening to an old interview that he did where he talked about pursuing help, different types of therapy for his mental health. I talked about how he turned to Russell Brand of all people.
Well, Russell Brand is sober.
I know. So there was that. There's that. Also, the whole scenario with his current girlfriend. We're talking about Liam Payne's passing, by the way, the details around it. That seems like, on its face, that they had some sort of huge fight, I had to guess.
That never occurred to me. I just assumed
if she left early and, like, he had to change where he was staying and all that other stuff.
I don't know why he'd have to change where he was staying if she left early.
But it seemed like maybe that triggered something.
I guess that's possible.
But he also has a history of other stuff. Like, he has a restraining order against him.
Really?
From his ex-girlfriend, Maya Henry, after they split up in 2022. He's a kid. He's a 7-year-old son.
Yeah, Bear, with Cheryl Cole.
So, I mean, obviously this is tragic.
Oh my God.
And I'm sure that, you know, the details are going to continue to come out about this. And
when I saw this on TikTok, it was on, like, the Daily Mail account. And I was like, this can't be right, because we get, like, push notifications from TMZ and stuff. It's like, well, I didn't get any like alerts on my phone. Right. And then I looked at TMZ and it was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Still no, still no comment from other members of One Direction, as far as I know, on this. He was actually in Argentina to attend a Niall Horan show.
Right. And I think all of the guys were there for the show.
Really?
I believe so. Yeah.
So anyway, though, like I said, as the details roll out about this, we're going to probably learn more. But in my opinion, it doesn't look like this was accidental.
See, you don't think so?
I don't think it was. I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know. But you combine it with what the transcript
the erratic
from the
behavior,
behavior, the sudden departure of his girlfriend, the history of mental health and substance abuse. And then, I mean, that 911 transcript. It doesn't paint a picture that this was accidental.
Of course.
Or at the very least, well, whatever. So Regardless, though, we'll remember Liam Payne, you know, and we'll play a Liam Payne song right now, but we hope the best for his family.